On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Israelis prepare for a somber Passover, and Hindu nationalists expect a strong showing in India. Jews around the world will soon celebrate Passover, recounting the biblical story of their exodus from Egypt after hundreds of years of slavery. But this year, when Passover begins on Monday, many families are torn on how to celebrate.
I don't really understand how I can celebrate it right now.
Alon Gott's mother was killed, and his wife and sister were taken hostage in the Hamas attack of October 7th. His wife was returned, but his sister remains in Gaza.
We're just gonna sit and eat a normal dinner because we can't really celebrate any freedom.
The Israeli government has also scaled back upcoming festivities in light of the mood and fearing public protests. Likewise, the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan, capped by a three-day feast, was a sad, low-key affair for Palestinians. Millions have been casting ballots in India during a six-week-long national election in a referendum where Hindu nationalism is taking center stage. No one has done more to advance the cause of Hindu nationalism than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. AP correspondent Kritika Pathy has more.
The world's biggest democratic election is kicking off in India. 970 million people are eligible to vote over the next 6 weeks. Now that's over 10% of the world's population. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's made Hindu nationalism mainstream over the last 10 years, has got his eyes on a third straight term. He and his Bharatiya Janata Party are up against an opposition alliance of many parties that have come together to take them on. Religion is another factor. Now, Modi has become popular for blending Hinduism with development. This is something that has struck a chord with many Hindus, who make up about 80% of India's population. Meanwhile, Modi's critics and the opposition say that what's at stake is India's democracy itself. Dozens of their politicians are under investigation or in jail, for example.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?